Chof Chesada, Toshim Pei Hei, Harav Yo, Pit Raven Shkita.
From the Rambam, Pashas Pekudei, we're holding at the Siyum of the Melechus HaMishkon. There's a famous Machlekes Rambam and Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs. How many mitzvahs are the mitzvahs HaMishkan made out of? Of Chelke HaMishkan, how many mitzvahs do they create? The Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvahs that Be'emes, all the kelim of the Mikdash, Mishkan, all the kelim of the Mishkan, although there was a tzivi on all the kelim of the Mishkan, but they're not a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, not a separate mitzvah. The mitzvah is to make a Mishkan and make a Mikdash, but also the Mikdash, Rambam says is the mitzvah, but also the Mikdash. And the kelim are all part of that mitzvah. It's not many of them for mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. The Rambam is ma'arich about this, he said in the Sheirish, he said for mitzvahs. Ein roi limnois chelke melochem in ha-melochem shabar tzivu v'asiyosa kol chelik v'chelik b'fnei atzmo. You have chalokim around one whole unit, and the Eibishter was metzavah in chalokim, which creates one unit. Says the Rambam, although in Torah there's separate tzivuim on each chelik v'chelik, but seeing that together they create one unit, that was called one mitzvah. Kacha mevu b'Rambam, v'lachein the Rambam doesn't bring a separate mitzvah, the mitzvahs of the Klei HaMikdosh. The Ramban argues with him. Ramban Be'emes is in Sefer HaMitzvahs in Nasei Lamed Gimel, where the Rambam discusses the mitzvah of the Godim. The Rambam does say the mitzvah of the Godim, Bigdei Kuhne, is a separate mitzvah that it does mention. And the Ramban argues with both of these Yisoidus in the Rambam, being the Rambam of the Keli HaMikdosh, and being the Rambam of the Begodim, and he learns as well that La'ulam, the Rambam, is right, that the Klei HaMikdosh is not a separate mitzvah. But he says for a completely different reason. It's a very, very, very interesting Ramban. Ramban says as well, when he talks about the Lechem Aponim, Shulchan, and the Menorah, L'cheile nimna anachnu asiyas ha-shulchan v'ha-menorah v'ha-mizbeach. The Shulchan, the Menorah, the Mizbeach. These three things, we don't consider them separate mitzvahs. Why? Taiches the Ramban as well. Mimnei shenistavinu lasum lechem lifnei Hashem, tomit. The say that tzivi was, we have to put a lechem in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, lechem lifnei Hashem. But tzivi yisalnu behechsha avoida azeis, shi lasum esei b'shulchon, metuo. In order for to be mekayim this mitzvah of lechem lifnei Hashem, so the Torah is mitzvah, tava shulchon. That's the way to be machshe, to organize this sima of the lechem. The Yisrael of the mitzvah is in the lechem. No. The Torah was mesavet to put the lechem b'fnei Hashem. Therefore, you have to have a shulchan in order to be mekayim that seder. Similarly, he explains by Menorah as well. V'chein v'tzivonu yizborach b'hadlokas haneh lefonov. The Ramban's taich is a mitzvah simas lechem lifnei Hashem. That's the Yisrael mitzvah. Similarly, is a mitzvah of neh lefonov, having a neh lefonov. And in order to become either of these chalokim, so you have to have a kli in order to put the ner in. We have to have a kli in order to have the lechem on it. So that's the yisoid of this mitzvah. That's the yisoid of shulchan and lech and menorah. And says the Rambam, therefore, the sidalonu shetehadloka azu b'menorah zov v'chulu v'chulu v'hinei heim tashmishei kedusha. Taiches Ramban comes out that the shulchan and the menorah were both tashmishei kedusha. Tashmishei kedusha. They come to serve kedusha. They're machshirim. The kedusha. They say that mitzvah is having a lechem lefonov, having a ner lefonov. And in order to be machshir, that ner, that lechem, so we need the shulchan and the menorah. As he says the Ramban, and therefore he calls it tashmishei kedusha. So it's not a mitzvah in itself. It's just a hechsher for this. Similarly, the Ramban, in the same vein, explains the idea of bigdei kohuna. Bigdei Kohuna, says the Ramban. Bigdei Kohuna as well. The Seida mitzvah is Aveda. Aveda, we need a certain Aveda. We need to be makiv the. You need a Seida for an Aveda to be makiv the Karbonis. It's a Tanai in the Hechsh of the Aveda. The Aveda requires Begodim. The Gemara says in Zvachim, Ein Bigdei Maleim, Ein Kunosim Maleim. Therefore, when for Kohen does the Aveda without Begodim, he passes the Aveda. So we see from here, Ba'etim Yisayd, in Yonim Ba'avoda, the Avoda is Mechaye Ve'Hechsher. This is what you need to know to get the Avoda Kedasuk Adin. Lechein, the Ramban explains, that's why, Bein the Inyon Big Dekahuna, Bein the Inyonim from Shulchan, Menei, the Klei Amigdosh, they're not a separate mitzvah. Kach Mevur Ramban. After that, he actually attacks the Rambam. Ramban didn't hold of this for Harei. The Ramban holds Big Dekuna is considered a separate mitzvah. So we see the Ramban doesn't hold that the fact it's coming to be Machshad Aveda is itself going to take away the inyan of it being a mitzvah. That's Mabur from the Rambam. No, so why does the Rambam not consider Klei Amigdosh to be a separate mitzvah? Answer, the Rambam holds the Yisoid hat because the Klei Amigdosh are a prat. The Rambam, that's how the Rambam is Mavai in the Sheirish. It's a prat in how to make the bias. It's part of the bias. That's how you make the bias. The bias requires kelim. So the kelim and the chanami, there's a separate sivri about each individual keli. But seeing as all these kelim come to create this one unit, as I mentioned before, and the bias, i.e. the unit of the bias, well, for that reason, it's not considered a separate mitzvah. So it's a very interesting machlekes. Rambam says it's not a separate mitzvah because they're all part chalokim of making the bias into a bias. And he doesn't count. The Rambam has a rule, he doesn't count the protim of one unit as separate mitzvahs. And the Ramban holds not that way. They're not separate mitzvahs because they're tznoim behechsha aveda, tashmishei kedusha. Ad kan, the Rambam and the Ramban. But the Ramban goes a step further as well. He finally attacks the Rambam. And he said, what's the Rambam's hasbar? That it's considered part of the bayis. Zok the Ramban, it's not true. The Rambam's svar is, Rambam's yisoid isn't true. Says the Ramban, if you should ain't a kelim, chelik men abayis. Aber im stein mitzvahs. Ve ain't a makavis zu zu. We know clearly that kelim is a separate mitzvah. Where does he know that from? He proves it. O makrivin ba bayis, af we should ain't by kelim. This is the important point. The Ramban tainas on the Rambam, we see you makrivin a bayis without, you make a krov of bayis, even if there's no kelim in the bayis. Important point to note. There's a rule called makrivin af we should ain't bayis. Without a Beis HaMikdash, you also do a Akrova. But that's not what the Ramban is referring to. There's certain Akrovas you can do without a Beis HaMikdash. The Ramban is talking about Akrovas which require a Beis HaMikdash. You have to learn the end of the Zvachim. Certain Akrovas require a Beis HaMikdash. And it's about those Akrovas that the Ramban is Madgish. What do we need of the bias in order to have Akrova Shel bias? Not the Ramban. We only need the bias itself. We don't need all the Kalim. Marshall, in the bias Sheini, Beis HaMikdash, bias Sheini, there wasn't an Oren. And still they did all the hakrovas. That's the one of the rise of the Ramban. You don't need the kelim to be mekayim hakrovas shel bayis. So this is a big kash on the Ramban. What do we do with this kash on the Ramban? This we're seeing over here, I would say, 2 points, Ramban, keneged Ramban. First of all, the etzem zog of the Ramban. The Ramban's proving the Ramban's not right. You can be makiv in a bayis even without the kelim. So what's the Ramban? How does the Ramban explain himself with this? This idea that the kelim are there to make the bias. And second of all, stam we're seeing over here, I call it a big machlekes rishonim. Ramban says the kelim, the job of the kelim, were just there to serve tashmishei kedusha. The Rambam doesn't seem to learn that way. What's going on over here? Two machlekes. So I was thinking like this. First machshava was why the Rambam, how the Rambam argues the kasha, answers the kasha of the Rambam. Ramban asks, the kelim, you can be makir without the kelim. So I see it's got a shem for nabais without kelim. Is Moshe Lamar Dover Doimer? There's a furnished apartment, a house in Manchester. Furnished house and a non-furnished house. There's two types of houses, and a chanami. You can buy a house, you can have a house which is not furnished without kelim, and a house which is furnished. So what's the Ramban's taina? Ramban says, you see from here, that even the maisa, when there's no kelim, it's still got a shem for nabais. I.e., what does that mean? We'll say, but in English, it's an unfurnished bais. An unfurnished bais has also got a shem for a bais. But again, as far as a krov is concerned, you can be mekayim and krov in such a bais. Does that mean to say that there's no cheftza called a bais with a kelim? Just like we find there's a bais unfurnished versus a furnished home, so too the bais hamikdash as well. There's an unfurnished bais hamikdash, there's a furnished bais hamikdash. But the job, the nekuda, the bechina of the kelim, is to convert the bias, into furnished bias. That's what it is. It's not chon, it's not ma'akev, the akrova. But it's essentially, it's a din in the bias. That's the chayra what we see in the Rambam. And now, so it comes out that our answer to Ramban is, you're right, Ramban, that it's not ma'akiv. It's not ma'akiv. You can be ma'akiv. You can make a krov in a bayis, when the bayis doesn't have kelim. But that does not mean to say that the kelim don't belong to the bayis. Though the answer is furnished, unfurnished. The bayis has a shem for the bayis even without furniture. Oh, but you say that that you need to, you need to have kelim. It's taka mishum loso that the Torah bemes lechatchil over here is to have a bayis, taka a bayis with kelim, a furnished bayis. The emes, I was thinking of something. You have to know when one is allowed to say such an idea. The Rambam, it goes like this. The Rambam says, why taka to the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Why is there a tzivi to have kelim? To have kelim. Why is there a tzivi to have a shulchan? Says the Rambam, because the Eibishter wants to have a lechem. Lechem lefonov. The Eibishter wants a ner lefonov. And therefore, that's the sibo and the titzah. That's mechaya, therefore, to have kelim. Cause and effect. The kelim is a result of the Torah. And my question is, maybe the Rambam argues on that whole havchana, on that whole idea. If you're the Rambam, the reason why you need to have kelim is because there's a concept of a furnished house. That's the yofi of a bayis. That in itself, the house has furniture to live in the bayis, that in itself, so to speak, is a ma'ale b'gufo shel bayis. A furnished house is more choshuv than a non-furnished house. A furnished bayis, basically, this is more choshuv than a non-furnished bayis. So the chayyuk could understand that in itself is the reason why the Torah required kelim. That's chayyuk hezbah, why the Rambam argues in essence of the Rambam. And you can take it a step further. It could even be, this is why I'm saying chidushim, that the idea of lechem aponim, the mitzvah of lechem aponim, and the mitzvah of neira, taka generated according to the Rambam from the fact that the bayis has furniture. Use it. It starts the other way around. Because the Torah wants a bayis with furniture, therefore it's a ninin to make use of the furniture, Zad did to make use of the furniture, therefore put the lechem on it, therefore be madlik in there. In which case, the Rambam is completely the opposite direction to the Rambam. It's not because the Eibishter wants the ner, therefore have the shulchan. It's because there's a shulchan, therefore there's a there's a lechem. Because there's a shulchan, therefore there's a lechem. Could be the opposite way around. That's the Eibishter Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam argues, as I said. He holds not that way. He doesn't accept this idea of furniture. And therefore he has his mahalach over here altogether. In the idea of bias, in the idea of bias, that the kelim over here came to serve the purpose of the Aveda. I was thinking of a very interesting idea. There's another question over here, which Ba'atem, the Rambam himself raises, the Ramban himself raises, a very interesting point. He says, all the kelim don't get a separate mitzvah. Shulchan, menorah, mizbeach, not a separate mitzvah. They come to serve a purpose. But the Oroin has a separate mitzvah. The Oroin has a separate mitzvah. The Oren and the Luchis have a separate mitzvah. My high, what's the difference between the Oren and the Shulchan? Why can't we use the same rule? There's a need for a Lechem, therefore there's a Shulchan. There's a need for a Ner, therefore there's a Menorah. There's a need for Luchis, therefore there's a need for Luchis, therefore you need to have an Oren. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos doesn't explain it too much. But he talks more about the other idea. There's a rule in mitzvahs. They only mention a mitzvah which is a doiros. Has to be a mitzvah which is for generations. Is this a mitzvah for generations? That's the topic of the Rambam. But this aspect that Be'emes, that the why is it that the Oren's function for the luchos is different to the shulchan's function for the lechem? He doesn't really explain so much. Kemaduma. So I was thinking of say pshat and Ramban, which Ba'etzin could shed a deeper light on the whole union of the mitzvah Samikdosh. This is a chiddush. Noch a chiddush. It goes like this. The Ramban in Parshas Truma, famous Ramban, the beginning of Parshas Truma, says the soid of the Mishkan was, what was the soid of the Mishkan? Why was the Eibishter mitzav in the Mishkan? Zot the Ramban, the soid of the Mishkan was in order to be mashkin, that shchina, which was there, v'shas matan teira, to be mashkin it, behester in the Mishkan. The purpose of the Mishkan was, as there was, with Matan Torah, there was Ashuas HaShchina on the mountain, the Eibishter came down, it was Nizgala, Bokodis of Rokim on the mountain, Bishas Matan Torah, and that Gilui, that Hashra, has to continue. And that Hashra moved from the Mikdash, from the Hal, and it went into the Mishkan. And that was the purpose of the Tzibur of the Mishkan, to give a mocking for that Shekhinah. Kach mafuah b'Rambam. And the Rambam goes a step further. If so, says the Rambam, the ikka inyan of the Mishkan was the Oren. Why? Because by the Oren state, v'ne'aditi l'chom b'ein ha'kruvim. V'ne'aditi l'chom b'ein ha'kruvim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu met with Moshe b'ein ha'kruvim. What do we learn from here? That be'emes, this was k'v'yocha HaKadosh Baruch Hu's place. This is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be. This is where, if you want to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is where the dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come from. V'ne'aditi l'chom b'ein ha'kruvim. Says the Ramban, that is Ikka Mitzvah Hamishkom. Ikka Mitzvah Hamishkom. Claim I'm seeing from the Ramban that the basic concept of Mishkom was Be'etzem a Mokeh for Hashuas Hashchina. Beis Hashem. A Beis HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bayis. This is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be. Build HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bayis. Ech Tracht. Therefore, the Oroin, Luchos. What? The Oroin serves the Luchos. Is the Oren secondary to the Luchos? Avadit secondary to the Luchos. But Be'etzem, the Oren and the Luchos really produce one unit. When they added to the Chom, Ibein HaKruvim. There was a Metzis over here of Ibein HaKruvim, the Oren, and the Oren, because of it, because of the Luchos, Shabbosoich Oren, the Oren was the Mokim, was the center, was at the core of the Hashuas HaShchina. So therefore, the Oren and the Luchos, Taka, the Oren is Taka Mitzvah. It's not about Tashmishei Kedusha. It's the Luchos, when they're in the Oren, that Mitzvah of Luchos Bas Oren can generate Hashuas HaShchina HaMokim HaZeh. That's why Oren is different to all the other Mitzvahs, all the other Kelim. This, he's a Chavrusa Kebiochel with the Luchos to create the Mokim for the Hashuas HaShchina. That's Ikka HaMishkom. Maybe, this is a suggestion, Fidra Ramban, we can take this a step further. Be'etzem, the Mishkan. So what is the yisoid of the Mishkan? The yisoid of the Mishkan is the mokim of the Hashuas HaShchina from the Eibishter. That's what it is. Beis Hashem, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Nu, esidah Beis Hashem, comes to our Beis. What's our Beis? What do we do? We serve Him. There's a special service done in this mokim. The whole idea of Avodah is Be'etzem generated from the fact it's Beis Hashem. Because it's the mokim of Hashuas HaShchina, the Eibishter is da, in a concentrated level, therefore we have to work. V'lachein, because it's the mokim of Hashuas HaShchina, says the Ramban, step two, lifnei Hashem, you're now lifnei Hashem, have a ne'er, you're lifnei Hashem, have a lechem. That's what generated out of the fact that it was Beis Hashem, that therefore we have all these halachas of Shulchan and Menorah, which are a result of the fact that you need to work over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is his home, he needs his servants, he needs his service. And therefore, we have to have all these things to work with, like you need a cleaner, you need a million dollars, you need a broom to clean a house, so he will have certain services in order to be Meshoras, the Mokam of Hashem. Kol Zeh B'Rambam.
Interesting. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs B'Ksorah, B'Hilchos Beis HaBchira, the first halacha in Hilchos Beis HaBchira, the Rambam as well describes the mitzvah of Beis HaMikdosh, also the Mikdosh. So the Rambam says, Mitzvah Saseh La'asois Bayis La'Hashem, Muchen Liyis Makrivim Bei HaKobonis, Muchegigin Rav Sholish Poimim Bashono. It's a mitzvah to make a bayis for Hashem, which is Muchon, prepared for Hakrova, the Chegigin of Shav Shalish Pomim, the Chegigin Eilov, the word Chegigin Eilov is a touch, what the word Eilov means. Yuchegig, Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs goes more into the Pratim, what is this, what's the Teichen of this Chegiga? He says, when it comes to Regolim, everyone is in Skabitz, comes together, gathers over there, and brings Karbonos, and it's a whole happening, it's a whole Matzav, as they say in English, Yeshivish English, a whole Matzav. And the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs calls it like this: Sivon Livnes Beis Avodah Bayakrova Va'Avora Seisha Tomid Ve'El of You Halicha Va'Aliya the Regel Va'Kibus Mekol Shana. Everyone goes there and everyone meets up at this point. This is the point of meeting of everyone for the Avodah. I want to say Chiddush also, according to Rambam. The word of the Rambam, that the Aleph base, the hard core of Mishkan, he says, the Mokim of Hashuas HaShchina, that's what it was made for, Dosh Tehnish in Rambam. In Rambam, state Andersh. The Yisod of Mishkan, Mikdosh, is to make a Mokim for you, where you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the Mokim, the Spitz Mokim of Avodah.
This is the mokim of the Avedah. This is a mokim which is meyuchad for akrovas karbonis. This is where we serve our Kodesh Baruch Hu in this mokim. Avada, Navada. We come together over here to on a more concentrated level when it comes to Yamim Tovim to serve our Kodesh Baruch Hu. On Avada, there's Ashraz and Shechina as well. But it's the other way around, Rabbi Yisai, Efsha. Efsha, according to the Rambam. Avada is Ashraz Shechina. The Shechina is Siddush, Avada is Ashraz Shechina, the mokim of Migdosh. But it's a result of the fact that this is, so to speak, the mokim of Avada. This is what everyone's doing, the Avada, Kodesh Tzorich, bringing up the Kabonis. That's what brings the Shechina. In other words, I'm suggesting, as the Rambam and the Ramban have a completely opposite approach to Bemis, the heart of Migdosh. For the Ramban, Migdosh starts off being the mokim of Neadity. That's the Soda of Migdosh. And as a result of that, there's Dinei Avoda. That's the cause and effect. And Efsha Kunt Rambam is the other way around. The Soda of Migdosh is a Usa Tata. It's our mokim. It's a mokim what we have to do. This is our chosen place of work. This is where we do our Ika service to the Eibishter. If we do our Iker service in this place, and the Chenami, it's Moly to Hashoah Shechina, v'chulei, v'chulei. Perhaps that's Pshat in the Rambam. So therefore I had a machshava, as perhaps Lefi Zeh, the Rambam has a complete fight with the Rambam. The Rambam says, Hetzu, all these kelim are there to serve a purpose. It says Avodah. Therefore they become Tashmishi Kedusha. That's the Ramban's taina. If I'm right, the Rambam had a problem with that at the very essence of Beis HaMikdosh. The whole Beis HaMikdosh is generated as a keli to do our avodah. That's according to the Rambam. So the emes is, as in Loshon Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, I think it's in Yad. The Loshon Rambam in Yad, and Rabbi Zalman's Medayik, the Rambam says it's a chidush that the mitzvah of Osul HaMikdosh. It's a chidush. Taiches Ibis Zalman, why is it a chiddush? Because it could be that best forget the mitzvah of Mikdosh. The mitzvah of Mikdosh is all to do avodah. It's just there as a heksha to do avodah. So it's a means to an end. It's not an end in itself. So who says it's a mitzvah? No, but also the Mikdosh, the Torah says it's a mitzvah. Nachon, this is such an elevated inyan to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that those things which are made, this service of the Seder of the avodah of Mikdosh is such that that Seder avodah is a mitzvah from the Atzma. Everything which goes into it. But again, if I'm right, the Rambam couldn't learn the Rambam. That's Mirish Shtikum. The Rambam couldn't learn the Rambam. What's the Rambam say? The Kalim are different because they're all needed as a result of the Avodah. Answer, the Rambam holds the whole thing is a result of the Avodah. The Big Dish itself is there in order to produce Avodah. Elam Aikatuvka and Yisoid as Avodah Samikdash is such an elevated Avodah that what's needed to produce the Avodah also is a mitzvah. Therefore, the Rambam has to come with his new world. No, the reason why the Kalim aren't included is because the part of the Migdosh. Listen to this. The Rambam screams of the Rambam. Why is it part of the Migdosh? How the Migdosh can manage without it? That's the Rambam's kasha. So we said beforehand, what's the Rambam's teret? The Migdosh can manage without it. Yeah, furnished and unfurnished. Two levels of houses. Zamayla in a furnished house. But feel what I'm saying now, we can see even a better vort in the Rambam. You know why? This is a mitzvah, separate mitzvah. The Torah says, why does the Ramban says, the house can manage without Kalim. True. But according to the Rambam, the purpose of the house, what is the purpose of the house? Nu. As the Echetim said, to do Avodah. Nu. And the Kalim also Echetim said, to do Avodah. This is what the Rambam is saying. We're all there to produce one effect, sai the house, sai the bias itself, sai the kelim, all there to make an avodah. V'lechein enachinami, avodas ha-migdosh, avodas ha-migdosh, mokim ha-avodah, which is migdosh, what does mokim ha-avodah require? All the kelim which are there to create, I call it the full service of the migdosh. The bias, the kelim, enachinami. And that's why the kelim aren't separate, under separate mitzvah. Because they're all involved in that Vosli Mikdosh. Because according to the Rambam, the concept of Vosli Mikdosh really means make me a place which is right to do the service for me. That's it, which will do my service. What does that require? Kalim. It requires the bias. So we're all in the same pool. Lachain, the Rambam holds. It's all one mitzvah. That's the Chayra and Machshava Gadela between the Rambam and the Rambam. Just finished with a small vault on the Parsha. So it's interesting as that. Rashi, the beginning of the parasha says, "Pamayim shteitim posuk Mishko." Mishko Neidus, Mishko Neidus. Says Rashi, because the Mishkan, because the Mishkan was taken as a Mishkan, as a Mashkan twice. The Beis Hamikdash, the Beis Rishon, the Beis Sheni, was taken as a Mashkan twice for the Chatoim of Klal Yisrael. I want to see this Poshup Shat in the words. It was taken as a Mashkan twice. What does it mean, Mashkan? Mashkan for the Chatoim. What's a Mashkan? How do we know the concept? The concept of Mashkan, which we have in business, is when you have a Malva and a Leva. The Leva owes money to the Malva. The Leva doesn't pay. So the Malva takes something called a guarantee, a Mashkan. A guarantee. And this guarantee, in the words of Chazal, in the Lomdus, in the Sugis, in Mashkan, Be'etzim, it's not just a guarantee, Balma. You take this instead of the Chayv. That's what it is. I'm taking something, I think in English you call it in lieu. I don't remember anymore. But yeah, something like that. Yeah, instead of the Chayv. Be'etzim, I should be getting the Chayv back. I'm not getting the Chayv back. I'm taking this instead of the Chayv. When you give back the Chayv, I'll give you back the Mashkan. That's what it's all about. So the same idea was the Mishkan. The Mishkan was taken as a Mashkan for the Chatoim. What does that mean? There's Chatoim. No. Why don't we take Mashkan for Chatoim? The word Chatoim is the beginning of the story, Rabbi said. The Taich Lechayv is Azoi. The Eimishter, Klai Yisrael, Lo Eleinu, did Chatoim. And the Chatoim of Klai Yisrael were Mechayv, Vem, and Echiyuv. Which Chiyuv? Medav Zei Nemen. Got to take Klai Yisrael. This Taich Chatoim, Medav take Klai Yisrael. That was the Chiyuv. They were Mechayv because of their Chatoim. They were Mechayv to be taken by the Eimishter. Taken by the Eimishter, Kloyach, Lo Eleinu, Vel Eleichem. What did Eimishter do? Instead of taking Klal Yisrael for the Chatoim, he took, Bimkoim Klal Yisrael, he took the Mashkan. He took the Mishkan. The point I want to make is that the Mishkan serves as a substitute for Klal Yisrael. Rosh Hashanah Kippur comes for the Chatoim. I don't think that's precise. The Chatoim were the sivers that were going the Chiyu. The Mashkan is in place of what you're Mechuyev to give. You're Mechuyev to give yourself. That's Klal Yisrael Mechuyev to give their own lives away. Instead, they took the Mishkan as a Mashkan. I had a very interesting one. When it comes to mamonos, what's a good mashkin? What's the traffic of the mashkin? Instead of the money, you have to have something which is, I call it good money. Good money, this serves as a good replacement for the gel, the mechayev. Here, lefi my touch, Klal Yisrael were chayev to give themselves to the Eibishter. So Eibishter took something else instead of them. The Mishkan is in place of Klal Yisrael. Why is the Mishkan, I call it, a substitute for Klal Yisrael? In what respect is it a substitute for Klal Yisrael? Many ideas. Just to finish, Mamish. Perhaps we see in the state of the Mishkan three vital features. Nedivus Halev. Mishkan was created out of Nedivus Halev of Klal Yisrael. Chochmas Lev, Batzal. Machshava Tohira Tohira. Machshava Tohira, Lev Tohir. And Maisim. Melochus. Melachos Shabbos are learned from Mishkan. That means primarily Melachos, what in the world, B'yonei Ha'olam, it's called the Melacha, all that was in the Mishkan. Which means to say, as the Mishkan was an investment of all the Bechinas of the Metzias of the Mensch from Klal Yisrael, his Machshava, his Leiv, and his Maisa. All those three were invested in the highest level to produce the Mishkan. So the Mishkan was an embodiment of the Metzias of Klal Yisrael at the very all Chelkei HaMetzius of Klal Yisrael. That's why it can become a substitute for Klal Yisrael. Only when the Mishkan has those three ingredients, it's got the mind, the heart, and the pa'ula, that this Mishkan, Taka, is a substitute for Metzius of Klal Yisrael. And we should be Zeicha Taka, and they go to Shema, to Tavrat, to the Mishkan, to the Heir, to Omi.
Why did we get started?
I'm sorry.
Why do we have the commission? What's the time? I'm all right.